How's it going, Radio Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Radio Nation, we're talking about the third stimulus check payment that hopefully you have received or will be receiving shortly. For many folks, it will be in the amount of $1,400. And this is not financial advice by any means. We're just encouraging people to be smart with the third stimulus payment. The temptation definitely is there to try and convert $1,400 into even more money. But just be smart, educate yourself if you're going to take a risk, such as investing in the stock market or acquiring cryptocurrency. That you inform yourself, learn about volatility, and just make an educated choice that will be beneficial to not only yourself, but your loved ones. What do you think, Good Times Tom will do?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. We don't want anyone to end up empty-handed. You know, there is a temptation to, you know, put $1,400 into some sort of crypto that is named after an aardvark or a mongoose or a hemorrhoid, but don't invest in something unless you have educated yourself about what it actually is doing, what the plan is for the crypto moving forward. I mean, don't just put the money into something that sounds cool. Be smart.
Yes, it's a matter of just learning about all the cryptocurrencies out there. And also stocks, because there has been a lot of reporting of people investing in things like GameStop, AMC, a variety of stocks in the hopes that you can get a quick return, and it doesn't necessarily always work that way. So all we're saying is that if you are going to use the money for a non-essential purpose, such as food or paying bills, installments, things like that, that you exercise judgment when doing so. Right, Good Times? I mean, we're not trying to pour cold water over everyone's ambitions.
Well, you know, I mean, certainly it would be great to turn $1,400 into more money, but don't do something that you might regret later. That's all we're trying to say.
Exactly.
Hi, Richard. This is your dad, and I would like some stimulus.
Excuse me?
I would like some stimulus, Richard.
Who are you, sir?
I'm your father. I'm your father, Richard.
Well, I'm sorry to break it to you, sir, but you are not my father. I know my father very well, and my name is not Richard. It's Chris Thomas.
Richard, this is your father, and I just wanna, you know, have some stimulus with you.
What do you mean, have some stimulus with me?
Well, it's stimulus money time, and people are making more money to play with. I mean, maybe we can get a few ladies of the night and enjoy ourselves, right?
Ladies of the night?
Yeah, that's right. You if we can, you know, get a few streetwalkers, there's a lot of fun there with 1400.
Oh, well, I mean, you can't get a wide variety of ladies with 1400 if they're, you know, out there on the street choking.
Good times, Tom Lido. The whole point of this was about fiscal responsibility.
Yes, you're right. I do apologize. I guess just the idea of some strange was very enticing.
Well, that's the point, is that at first something sounds enticing, but you don't want to take the risk. And this person who, I don't even know, who are you, sir?
Richard, this is your dad, and I just think that I'm a great person to share your stimulus with.
Well, I don't know who you are, sir, and I'm not going to share my stimulus with you.
Richard, I am your father, and I think that spending some time together, you know, let's go and get a meal. Let's go to Olive Garden. Let's go to Jason's Deli. Let's do something together, and then after we have the meal, maybe we can come home and relax and watch, you know, the Power Rangers movie, and I can dress up as a Power Ranger, and you could pretend you're one of the Putty Patrol. And as we're fighting, our skin rubs up against each other, and the temptation becomes so much that we refrain from violence, and we move in the direction of hardcore sex.
What? I mean, sir, I don't know who you are, and you are asking me essentially out on a date, and then we're going to cosplay or dress up, pretend that, you know, we're playing Power Rangers, and then we start doing stuff with each other. And, I mean, if you were my father, the thought of doing those kind of things is super disgusting. You would do that with a son?
Richard, this is your dad, and I really don't think you should question your father. I'm your dad, and don't you remember the show Father Knows Best? And I know best about oral, anal. And because of that, I think I should be the partner that you do stuff with.
Oh my God, this is a really deranged freak. This is a sicko.
Richard, this is your dad, and if you share your stimulus with me, I'm gonna stimulate that prostate like you've never had it before.
This is frightening. This is just very, very, I'm getting emotional because I'm scared.
Good times, Tom. No, don't be scared. He's just someone, I think he's a prankster. And actually, if I didn't know better, I think you potentially might be behind it.
What? No, I'm not behind it. I promise. He's scaring me.
Okay, calm down.
Richard, this is your dad, and I think if we went to Outback Steakhouse or maybe Texas Roadhouse and we shared a steak, you know, use the same fork in eating the steak and you know, spit ketchup into each other's mouth, that would be a good way of spending the stimulus.
No, I don't think so at all. That is, I don't even know what the heck's going on with you. Sir, can you please just give me your name?
Yeah. Who are you? I mean, you're really just a disturbing individual.
Richard, this is your dad, and if you don't give me any stimulus, I'm gonna have to spank you into submission.
Well, you're not spanking anyone. I think you should leave.
Richard, this is your dad, and if you keep talking that way to me like a naughty boy, I mean, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the belt around your booty. You're gonna get it around your private front parts.
Oh, God!
And you're gonna get it right around your neck.
Oh, so you're gonna put a belt around my neck?
If you don't give me a stimulus, there's gonna be, you know, a spanking with the belt.
Well, there's not gonna be any spanking. All we're saying, folks, please be cautious with your stimulus money. Don't give in to anything. Beware of strangers, people you don't even know, like this creep who claims to be my dad, who is not my father, who is talking a whole bunch of weird stuff.
Richard, this is your dad, and I think if we were to engage in some fraudage, it would be a good thing.
All right, Grady Nation, please be careful out there with your stimulus money. Don't listen to strangers or take unnecessary risks. Be safe, be smart, and take care.
What is fraudage? I don't even... What is that?
Don't worry about it, good times. Let's just move on.